Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Member by Avram Goldar and today we're Maseches Megillah Daf Tezvav. The first parak Megillah Nikreis. The Zichu Maseches Megillah program has been generously sponsored by the Queen's Zichu Chabura. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the pasuk in the Megillah states, "Vatikra Esther Hasach." Then Esther called for Hasach to find out why Mordechai was troubled. Rav said that Hasach was Daniel and he was called Hasach Shechasachu Megdulaso because they had cut him down from his great stature. He no longer held the high position that he had while serving Belshazzar, Dariavesh, and Koresh. Shmuel said he was called Hasach, Shekol Divrei Malchus Nechtachin Alpiv, because all the kingdom's affairs were decided by him. After Mordechai told Hasach to tell Esther to plead with Achashverosh, and she refused, the pasuk states, Yegidu Mordechai is Divrei Esther, and they told Mordechai the words of Esther. The Gemara notes that others told Mordechai that Esther refused, and not Hasach, since he didn't want to relay the bad news. Mikan Shein Mashib and Al-Kalkal. From here we learn that one should not bring back a bad report. Point number two, the pasuk states, V'tamod b'chatzur beis hamelech ha'pnimis. And she, referring to Esther, stood in the inner court of the king's house. Rabbi Levi said, Kevin shegiel beis ha'slamim nistalka hamena shechina. As soon as she reached the chamber of idols, the shechina left her. Amra keli keli lama zavtani. She said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Shema tadano shogeg kamezid. Perhaps you're treating a shogeg like a mazid ba'onas karatzon, or a sin committed under coercion like one done willingly. Rashi explains that Esther was saying to Kosh Baruch that even though she was going to Achashverosh on her own choice, she really was being coerced given her desire to save the Jewish people. O shema asha karatzon kelev. Or perhaps you've forsaken me because I called him Achashverosh a dog, as the pasuk states, Hatzil mecher nafshi miyad kelev yechidasi. Save my soul from the sword, my only one, from the grasp of the dog. Esther therefore changed her wording, called him a lion. As it says in the pasuk, Hoshi'eini mipi aryeh, save me from the mouth of the lion. And point number three, when Achashverosh asked Esther what her request was, the pasuk states that she answered, Yabo ha-melch v'haman el-hamishta, let the king and Haman come today to the banquet which I prepared for him. The Gemara brings up rites with many opinions as to why Esther invited Haman as well. Melchizedek says that she set a trap for him. Rabbi Meir said, Kedei sho'yito etzov yimrod, so that he would not take counsel and rebel. Rashi explains that Haman might rebel against the king, being that he was going through a period of success. But Yudah said she invited him so that he would not realize that she was a Jew. Rabbi Nechemiah said, Kedei shel yomri Yisrael achlus yeshon bebeis hamelech v'yisichu daitam min harachamim, in order that the Jews should not say that they have a sister in the royal palace and will disregard davening for rachamim. Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha said that Esther planned on smiling at Haman, so Achashverosh will suspect them of adultery and have them both executed. The Gemara brings additional reasons from other Tanaim and Amoraim and relates that Rabbi Bar Avu met Eliyahu HaNavi and asked him what was the real reason. Eliyahu answered, Kahu Tanai and Kahu Amorai. Esther did so based on all the reasons given by all the Tanaim and all the Amoraim. So once again, the three points are, number one, the pasuk in the Megillah states, V'tikra Esther Hasach, that Esther called for Hasach to find out why Mordechai was troubled. Rav said that Hasach was Daniel, and he was called Hasach Shechasachu Megdulaso because they had cut him down from his great stature. He no longer held the high position that he had while serving Belshazzar, Dariavesh, and Koresh. Shmuel said he was called Hasach, Shekol Divrei Malchus Nechtachin Alpiv, because all the kingdom's affairs were decided by him. After Mordechai told Hasach to tell Esther to plead with Achashverosh, and she refused, the pasuk states, V'yegidu Mordechai is Divrei Esther, and they told Mordechai the words of Esther. The Gemara notes that others told Mordechai that Esther refused, and not Hasach, since he didn't want to relay the bad news. Mikan Shein Mashiv and Al-Kalkala. From here we learn that one should not bring back a bad report. Point number two, the pasuk states, V'tamod b'chetzer beis hamelech ha'pnimis. And she, referring to Esther, stood in the inner court of the king's house. The Levi said, Kevin shegiel beis ha'tzlamim nistalka mena shechina. As soon as she reached the chamber of idols, the shechina left her. Amral keili keili lama za'avtani. She said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Shema tadan al shogeg kamezi. Perhaps you're treating a shogeg like a mazid, ba'onas karatzon, or a sin committed under coercion, like one done willingly. Rashi explains that Esther was saying to Kadosh Baruch Hu that even though she was going to Achashverosh on her own choice, she was really being coerced, given her desire to save the Jewish people. O shema shekarasiv kelev. Or perhaps you've forsaken me because I called him, referring to Achashverosh, a dog. As the pasuk states, Hatzil mecherev nafshi, miyad kelev yechidasi. Save my soul from the sword, my only one from the grasp of the dog. Esther therefore changed her wording and called him a lion, as it says in the pasuk, Hoshi'eini mipi aryeh, save me from the mouth of the lion. And point number three, when Achashverosh asked Esther what her request was, the pasuk states that she answered, Yabo ha-melch v'haman el-hamishta, let the king and Haman come today to the banquet which I have prepared for him. The Gemara brings up rites with many opinions as to why Esther invited Haman as well. Rabbi Yezer says she set a trap for him. Rabbi Meir said, Kadesh ol yito etzov yimrod, so that he would not take counsel and rebel. Rashi explains that Haman might rebel against the king, being that he was going through a period of success. Yudah said that she invited him so that he would not realize that she was a Jew. Rabbi Nechemiah said, in order that the Jews should not say that they have a sister in the royal palace and will disregard davening for Rachamim. Rabbi Yishuv ben Karkas said that Esther planned on smiling at Haman, so Achashverosh will suspect them of adultery and have them both executed. The Gemara brings additional reasons from other Tanaim and Amoraim and relates that Rabbi Bar Avu met Eliyahu Hanavi and asked him which was the real reason. Eliyahu answered, Kahu Tanaim, Kahu Amorai. Esther did so based on all the reasons given by all the Tanaim and all the Amoraim. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Tezvav, and our standard Siman is a fruit bowl, because Tezvav reminds us of Tu B'Shvat is fruit, and we use a fruit bowl to make it a little more distinct. So here goes. The prominent royal servant who hid secret messages in a fruit bowl was shocked when he saw his queen enter the Chamber of Idols with a grim look on her face, as she carried a fruit bowl with an invitation to her suitor for the king and his second in command. So once again, it's a motion. The prominent royal servant who hid secret messages in a fruit bowl, that must be more in Daf Tezvav, Tu B'Shvat, fruit bowl. The prominent royal servant who hid secret messages in a fruit bowl, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that Hasach was Daniel, and he was called Hasach either because Shechasuk Magduah, so because he had cut him down from his great stature, he no longer held the high position that he had while serving Belshazzar, Dariavesh, and Koresh. Shmuel said he was called Hasach, Shekod Divrei Malchus Nechdachin Alpiv, because all the kingdom's affairs were decided by him. So the prominent royal servant who hid secret messages in a fruit bowl was shocked when he saw his queen enter the Chamber of Idols with a grim look on her face, which reminds us that the Shekhinah left Esther when she entered the Chamber of Avodah Zarah, and she said, Keli, Keli, lama za'avtani, my God, why have you forsaken me? Shema tadan al shogeg kamezid, perhaps you're treating a shogeg like a mezid, v'al ones karatzon, or a sin committed under coercion like one done willingly. Rashi explains that Esther was saying to Kodesh Baruch Hu that even though she was going to Achashverosh on her own choice, she was really being coerced, given her desire to save the Jewish people, or was it because she disrespected Achashverosh by calling him a dog? So the prominent royal servant who hid secret messages in a fruit bowl was shocked when he saw his queen enter the Chamber of Idols with a grim look on her face, as she carried a fruit bowl with an invitation to her suitor for the king and his second in command. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings many possible reasons as to Esther's motivation for inviting Haman as well to the suitor. And when Eliyahu was asked which reason was the real reason, he said that she went in for all the reasons that were mentioned by all the Tanaim and all the Amoraim. So once again, the prominent royal servant who hid secret messages in a fruit bowl was shocked when he saw his queen enter the Chamber of Idols with a grim look on her face, as she carried a fruit bowl with an invitation to her suitor for the king and his second in command. All right, now it's time for a four blah back chazara. Daf Yudolf. So the Siman Daf Yudolf is stars like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The Jewish superheroes with the stars of David on their shields. Stars of David? That must be on Daf Yudolf. Stars. The Jewish superheroes with the stars of David on their shields. Which reminds us, the Gemara continues to bring the psukim that various Amoraim used to begin their shiurim on the Megillah. Shmuel brought the following pasuk. I will have not been disgusted by them, nor will I have rejected them to destroy them. He darshaned out how in every galus, the Kodesh Baruch Hu would appoint various leaders to save us, and in the future, no one will be able to rule over us. So the Jewish superheroes with the stars of David on their shields, standing before their king who ruled the upper worlds as well, which reminds us Shlomo Melech was not included in the list of three kings that ruled the entire world either because he was deposed by the demon Ashmedai and never regained his malchus, or he did regain his malchus, but his malchus was qualitatively different in that he also ruled the upper beings, meaning the demons. So the Jewish superheroes with the stars of David on their shields, standing before their king who ruled the upper worlds as well, laughed as they watched two silly emperors fumble and miscalculate 70 years, which reminds us, the Gemara goes through how Belshazzar miscalculated the 70 years by counting from the beginning of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, and how Achashverosh miscalculated when he counted from the beginning of Gaul's bubble, which began with the exile of Jehoiachin 8 years later. The count of the 7 years began with the destruction of the base of Migdash. Daf Yud Beis. So the Siman Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The 12 brothers, that must be more on Daf Yud Beis. The 12 brothers' slapstick Purim spiel opened with 9 of them taking a bow to a golden image, which reminds us that Rav Shimon Yochai told his Talmudim that the reason the Jews deserved to be wiped out was not because they attended the Suda of Achashverosh, because then only the Jews of Shushan should be punished. Rather, it was because they bowed down to an Avodah Zarah in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, since they only acted outwardly. So too, a Kodesh Baruch Hu acted outwardly with them and only intended to provoke them to do the Teshuvah. So The 12 brothers' slapstick Purimspiel opened, with nine of them taking a bow to a golden image, when suddenly one dresses Vashti with a huge tail appear, which reminds us of Vashti wanted to appear without clothes before Ahasuerus and all the noblemen, but she refused to come either because she got Tsaras or Gavriel came and made her grow a tail. So the 12 brothers' slapstick Purimspiel opened with nine of them taking a bow to a golden image, when suddenly one dressed as Vashti with a huge tail appeared, which Memucan tripped over as he jumped to give advice to the king. Which reminds us, Memucan is Haman, and he was called Memucan because he was Mukan Uparanus, destined for punishment. He jumped to give advice that a letter should be sent saying that every man should be the ruler in his own home, which was ridiculed by everyone who read it, which led them not to take the second letter seriously. Daf Yud Gimel. So the Simur Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. When Mordechai the bar mitzvah boy, that must be Mordechai Daf Yud Gimel. When Mordechai the bar mitzvah boy forgot his pshetel, and the guests started to blame both sides of his family for his bad memory, which reminds the Gemara brings three answers as to why Mordechai was referred to as an Ish Yehudi and an Ish Yemini. Mordechai's father was from Binyamin, and his mother was from Yehuda, and the families from Bosh Shvatim tried to take credit for him. Rava says it was the opposite, and that the Jewish people blame Bosh Shvatim for the troubles that Mordechai caused. They blame Yehuda because David and Melch didn't kill Shimei, from whom Mordechai descended, who provoked Haman, and they blame Binyamin since Shaul did not kill Agag, from whom Haman descended, who oppressed Yisrael. Where Yochanan said that Mordechai was from Sheva Binyamin, and he was called Yehudi because he rejected Avodah Zor. Shekol Kopra Avodah Zor, Nikra Yehudi, because all who rejected Avodah Zor are called Yehudi. So when Mordechai the bar mitzvah boy forgot his pshetel, and the guests are to blame both sides of his family for his bad memory, he suddenly realized his modest babi had put simanim of the speech in his pocket, which reminds us that because of Rachel's nias, evidenced through the episode of her giving the simanim to Leah, she was zochet to have Shaul descend from her, and through Shaul's modesty, he was zochet to have Esther descend from him. So when Mordechai the bar mitzvah boy forgot his pshetel, and the guests are to blame both sides of his family for his bad memory, he suddenly realized his modest babi had put simanim of the speech in his pocket, and continued confidently speaking about how Hashem sends a refuah before the makkah. Which reminds us that Mordechai foiling the plot of Bigson and Seresh was the refuah before the makkah of Haman rising to power. Daf Yadal. So the Simur Daf Yadal is a hand, and we use a juggler. So here goes. The Purim party juggler, that must be more on Daf Yadal. Yad, hand. The Purim party juggler who wore a signet ring on every finger, which reminds us of the Pasuk the Megillah states, but Yasa Melchus Tabato, the king removed his signet ring, Rabbi Abba Bar Kana said, the greater was the removal of the signet ring than the 48 Nevim and the 7 Nevios who prophesied to Yisrael, for the Nevim were unable to return the Jewish people to do good, whereas the removal of the signet ring did return the Jewish people to good. So, the Purim party juggler who wore a signet ring on every finger and had plenty of time to perform, since there was no Hallel, which reminds the Gemara states that the only innovation the Nevi'im made was Kriyas and Megillah based on the Kal V'Chomer of saying Shira from leaving Avdus Techeros and Yitzim Sitzrayim, and all the more so from going from Misa the Chaim. The Gemara then gives three reasons why Hallel is not recited on Purim, one being that Kriyas and Megillah is a form of Hallel. So, the Purim party juggler who wore a signet ring on every finger and had plenty of time to perform, since there was no Hallel, wowed the room full of boys dressed as Nevi'im and the seven girls dressed as Nevi'os, and gave first prize for best costume to the girl dressed up as a weasel. Which reminds us, Gemara discusses the 48 Nevi'im and lists the seven Nevi'os, bringing proofs of how we know that they were Nevi'os. And it brings the Maisa when Yoshi HaMelech went to Huldah and explains how he could have done so while Yirmiyahu HaNavi was around. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu, wishing a great day and great learning.